So Mika starts looking at her BlackBerry, and so does Scarborough, and obviously the White House is texting them or even...
I know exactly how that feels. Like, the other day...
Why all this discord and discourtesy? All this unprecedented, destructive act.
Throw another snowball.
You brought a loaded gun. Was your gun loaded today?
You blew it!
World famous Phil Henry show every night until 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show where reality is the bitch and through the looking glass we go. The Alice in Wonderland of talk radio. We tell you about what's happening, the news, the world. We tell you about you. This hour, Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police joins us to discuss something that has been controversial from the beginning, the so-called civilian force of President Obama's. Jay is the head of a group called Citizens Auxiliary Police. We'll be talking to him about the possible reaction over the health care plan. 877-876-PHIL is our number here on a world-famous Phil Henry Show. Don't forget, our website is philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com, where you can go and watch live streaming video of our program right now. And you can also listen to live streaming audio of the show there. And coming up on Wednesday night, we're going to have a special presentation of a Phil, 877-876-PHIL. What we're going to talk about right now is the health care bill and something probably would seem to a lot of you guys is not related. And that was the comment during the campaign by the president that he wanted to see a civilian security force, a civilian force of people who are out, shall we say, protecting, enabling, and furthering American life in their own way in a volunteer capacity. Joining us, because Jay is with a group called the Citizens Auxiliary Police in the South Bay in Los Angeles, is Jay Santos. And Jay, it seems almost not fortuitous, but it seems that you were a little bit ahead of your time with your group.
Well, Phil, I wanted to, first of all, say we don't really have a group so much as we don't see ourselves as a, what you want to call a volunteer group. What we see ourselves as is a legitimate civilian group of people, Citizens Auxiliary Police. We do take our constitutional right to citizen's arrest very seriously, but we also recognize that we can be a part of what President Obama is talking about when he talks about civilian security force. But we've been around since 1996. We were formed by Major Elvis Newton when he felt it was necessary to give the police an assist, as they say in basketball, where we could go out, we could do some traffic control, we could do some security at malls.
You're not like a guardian angel or anything like that.
No, we're not. Guardian angels were people who seem to be more into wearing a costume. We're not. We do have a blue armband, but we are far more. I would say we're far more serious in our efforts at protecting the public. We are, as I say, exercise constitutional right to citizen's arrest. We also believe that that allows us to inform the public as to behavior. If it is bordering on illegal, we will take a peek at it. But we do all this, of course, in a most respectful way. And as we assist the police.
The Obama health care bill has been praised by the president. We call it the Obama health care bill, but this is a health care bill that's supported by a lot of people. It has been praised by the president. The efforts of the Senate, I should say, was the Senate's health care bill will make a tremendous difference for families, for businesses, and for the country as a whole, President Barack Obama said today. Senate Democratic leaders basked in the victory for the landmark legislation that will ensure 30 million more Americans. And you and your group, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, released an email today. You sent an email today, Operation Neighborhood, in pursuant to the passage of this Obama health care bill. Can you tell me about it?
Sure, Phil. The thing we wanted to do with Operation Neighborhood, the thing we will do this weekend with Operation Neighborhood, we're going to, first of all, in support of President Obama's concept of a civilian security force, we do feel that has given us added legitimacy, if you will. It has given us added enforcement power. And in that regard, what we're going to do this weekend, and in pursuit, you know, in weekends following too, is go into different malls, go into areas where there are different restaurants. We'd like to go to table to table, if you will, or go from person to person, or groups of people, and pass out information on the health care bill and why this is a idea that they should consider and support. And then, of course, we will try to pay as much attention as we can to whatever conversations are going on between people, make sure that they're not misinformed. And if they are saying things that aren't true, of course, we want to correct that and allow them to have the right information as opposed to repeating a lot of stuff that isn't true, a lot of things these tea people and everything have been saying. So
you're going over to malls and restaurants?
Well, basically, we're going anywhere where people are gathering, mostly restaurants. In a restaurant setting, that's where people are most likely going to sit down over a cup of coffee or over a salad or whatever they're going to have. And they're going to talk about the health care bill. And a lot of times, you're not able to hear what people are saying when they're in a situation like that. So we can sit down at a table and order some lunch and just sort of give a listen to what people are saying around us if we hear something that is potentially damaging the president as a member of Citizens Auxiliary Police and as a, we feel, a group that would be good for the civilian security force. We would go over to those people and ask them their names and why they feel the way they do. And,
well, wait, but you're talking about people having a private conversation?
We're having a private conversation, no doubt about it, but they're also in a restaurant. And one of the things you probably don't know about, probably your listeners don't know anything about it, there's a thing in the Constitution called a reasonable expectation of privacy. You have a reasonable expectation of privacy if you're in your house or in your bathroom or, you know, a place like this. But if you're in a restaurant and I'm sitting there and I've got maybe Subcommander Pomeroy or, you know, Subcommander Larson, and we can hear...
Who are these? These are guys that are in the Citizens Auxiliary Police, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
And we can hear someone saying Obama, you know, this, Obama that, and it happens to be particularly harsh or libelous, or I realize that's in the ear of the beholder. What we'll do is we'll just go over and introduce ourselves, ask them their, you know, what their name is, see if we can see some ID, and find out why they feel the way they feel. And
so they're not really violating a law. They're just expressing an opinion that you say is slanderous?
Well, they're not violating a law yet. And in law enforcement, it's always very difficult. I don't know if you've ever been in law enforcement, Phil. I've been in law enforcement now, you know, 10 years since we formed Citizens Auxiliary Police. It's always a fine line. You want to make sure that someone, not only are we there to prevent crime from happening, or I mean to also arrest people or whatever, even though we have citizens' arrest powers, but, you know, regular arrest power, you want to prevent crime. And if I'm hearing people right after the passage of the health care bill talking and saying things are untrue, well, naturally I'm going to want to go over there and say something.
And well, I can understand that you may want to go over and say something to somebody, although I guess in today's society, you do so at your own risk.
Excuse me, Phil, I wasn't done telling you a little bit more.
Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
What we do is we go over there and say, you know, we heard you talking about President Obama like he's wrong or you think he's, you know, a communist or whatever. If you wouldn't mind, I just want to see some ID. And
well, let me ask you this. Where do you...
Oh, hold on. What we're doing is we're asking for their ID.
Yeah, but where do you... what if they don't present the ID?
Well, if they refuse, I don't see any reason why they would, refuse. All we're doing is let's see some ID. And why are you talking the way you are about the president?
But they're not going to... If people are just talking at a... If you don't mind me asking, Jay...
Go ahead, but I don't think you quite understand what we do.
Well, that may well be, but I mean, if they're just talking among themselves and they're saying, you know, I think Obama's health care plan is lousy...
Well, they may say that it's lousy, but when they get into the reasons for why they think it's lousy, that's where most of the lying begins in a lot of the people that you'll talk with. They begin to lie about it, and that's when we unfortunately have to step in and tell them that, you know, what you're saying is, you know, you're a liar, and We just want to see an ID and, you know, maybe set them straight. I mean,
you're not going to call somebody a liar, are you? You're not going to walk up to a table of strangers and call them a liar.
Well, we're not going to call them a liar per se. I mean, that's not my job. My job is, as a member of Citizens Auxiliary Police, is to make sure that the presidency is not damaged. We have freedom of speech. There's no question about it. But we don't have the freedom to yell fire in a crowded theater. We don't have the freedom to damage the presidency of America. So what we want to do is give people the information on the health care bill, and we want to make sure people aren't disseminating false rumors. We want to be people to do that. And what I'd love to do right now, Phil, if we could, is have your audience call, and if they know of anybody who is disseminating false information about the health care bill.
You want them to call the show?
If they could call us right now.
All right, well, our number is 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And you may find out that there are people who are disseminating information that you consider to be false, but what are you going to do about it?
How am I going to do that? Oh, it's not a schoolyard fight, Phil.
I understand that, but what do you...
Well, we have freedom of speech, but not if it damages the presidency. You can't commit libel, you can't commit slander. And so if any member of your audience right now knows that people who are saying false things about the health care bill, that it's a communist kind of, you know, he thinks it's a communist deal or something like that, give us a call. We surely appreciate that.
All right, Jay Sanis is with us from the Citizens Auxiliary Police, Citizens Auxiliary Police in Torrance, California. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. They've embarked upon Operation Neighborhood, where they're going to be near restaurants and malls, and if they hear people who are talking about the health care bill, and it is they're speaking in ways that are not true, if the information they're giving each other is false, they're going to be walking up to those people and asking for their IDs and to give them a little bit more information on it. Whether or not that's legal, I don't know. 877-876-PHIL is our number here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. You can Twitter at twitter.com/Phil Hendry Show as well. We'll be right back.
Phil
Hendry. Just about law enforcement, yeah. Save them lives.
All right, so now here's what you're saying. You're bringing back into the picture something the Catholic Church used to do, which was charge for dispensation.
No, Phil, I'm not saying anything right. I'm not saying that at all.
No, you're bringing back into the picture that some of the Catholic Church would charge for dispensation. They would charge for the sacraments. You're saying that the Protestants should charge gay people to be married in a Protestant church.
I know you're bringing up the Catholic faith. I think it's very unfortunate. The Catholic Church did what it had to do. Times were tough. And the things that we did in those days, which was 500, 600 years ago, you're going to keep on breaking as the board set are casting nets over these unfortunate things. I don't think it's right of you to bring that up. You've got guys like Swaggart. He buried down with a whore. And the fact that there are so many Catholic priests. But yes, have had their hands in the cookie jar. Well, we're with a child. It's a very unfortunate thing to be with a child. But I can tell you, Phil, at the end of the day, the Protestants would be much happier if they go ahead and marry, Father Staley said this the other day, and he'd had a couple of drinks, he'd go ahead and marry the queers and hit them up for it. And I realize that's a very unchristian thing to say.
I would most certainly say that is unchristian, coming from a priest.
He's back. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Jay Sanis with the Citizens Auxiliary Police joins us as we talk about the Obama health care bill. It is it's moved along to another level in the United States Congress, and you are with Operation Neighborhood, you and your officers, although you are a volunteer police agency, or you're a volunteer, really, security group.
Again, Phil, you got to remember, President Obama called on a civilian security force, so that ups the ante. I think you're all in, as they say in poker. You know,
All right. And Operation Neighborhood, you'll be asking people, listening to people's conversations?
No, we're not going to be listening to people's conversations. We're going table to table in restaurants and malls and these kinds of places, passing out information and make sure people know what's in the health care bill. We say to them, this is what's in the health care bill. If you do hear of people who are spreading falsehoods, we would appreciate if you'd let us know who they are. If we do hear people sitting at tables, this morning, as a matter of fact, we heard a couple in Northridge, California, out here in California is where we are, talking about death panels. And as you know, these death panels are false. And so I asked for a gentleman's ID. He refused at that time. We did, because we do carry zip ties, we zip tied his hands just to get his fingerprint, and we refused that. That's when we just took a piece of silverware. I can get fingerprint off of silverware any time.
You zip-tied the guy's hand. How do you zip-tie a man's hands when you're not an official police agency? In other words...
No, you got to understand something. The Constitution says that you have a freedom of speech, but you can't yell fire. And that's what the Constitution says.
No, I know the Constitution says that, but how do you zip-tie someone...
Well, the man refused to present his ID to us.
Well, how do you get the ID when the guy's hands are zip-tied?
At that time, we then say, your hands are now restrained. We want a fingerprint. And that's when they will refuse again. And that's when we said, well, guess what? We'll just take a piece of silverware, which is what we did do. And then we took it back to the substation, and we dusted it for the print.
And what do you do with this information?
Department of Homeland Security.
Department of Homeland Security, because a man has questioned the wisdom of the health care bill.
No, it's not questioning the wisdom of the health care bill. This guy said there was death panels in the health care bill, which is completely false. It does not exist at all. You know, there's a difference between discussing, health care bill and saying a lie about what's in it.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number. Let's go to a phone call here. On the line with us, we have Neil. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Jay Santos. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, I would just like to know where this guy is coming from. What he's talking sounds like propaganda that led Hitler to his rise, and the same type of public
control. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Of course we're not.
Ridiculous. We live in America. We have the right to opinions, and if people want to sit and have a conversation, who would you think you are to butt in and get your point of view across to him? Get their identification. My God, man.
Well, sir, we're not butting in. We sit at a table adjacent, and we do lean in to listen to what's going on, but 99% of the time we never do anything. It's when someone says, Obama's a socialist, that's when we have to step in.
Wait. When somebody says Obama's a socialist, you will go over?
All we do is we go, I think the gentleman didn't understand. We just go where we ask for the ID and, where they live.
And I'm telling you where to get off. You ask me for my ID, I'm going to tell you to mind your own business and go back to wherever you came from, drink some more of your Kool-Aid, and get out of my face.
Well, I don't know what any of that means. I guess what you're saying is you would refuse to even tell me your name?
Pardon me?
Is that what a gentleman saying? You'd refuse to tell me your name. Is that a gentleman saying?
Y'all are just tripped out. I hope you don't receive your pay from public funding.
Well, I would say, sir, that if you did refuse to present any ID, we were very, we were very reluctant to have to tell you that we would have to, zip tie your hands so that we could, get some cooperation.
Oh,
wait a minute. How do you figure you're going to zip tie a guy's hands because he simply won't give you his ID? You're not a cop, Jay.
I have the power of citizens arrest in a constitution.
Whoopie-doo. I'm a security officer. I've got the same powers you do, pal.
Well, I already know your name.
I wear it on my sleeve like I'm some type of egomaniac like you are.
Well, what I would like for you to do is give the screener to the Phil Henry Show your last name if you could. And where you live, so if you could give the screener your home phone number so I could call you up after the program and we discuss more.
I don't even want to talk to you. The people like you are so warped, it's not funny.
All right, we'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back with Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police on the Obama health care bill.
Phil Henry. Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Henry.
877-876-PHIL. And praising the United States Senate, saying that the American people were well on their way to experiencing a tremendous difference for families, for seniors, for businesses, and for the country. President Barack Obama praised the U.S. Senate. And Jay Sanis joins us talking about Operation Neighborhood, where you and other members of the Citizens Auxiliary Police will be disseminating information on the new health care bill and what's in it and what it takes to get it passed. The thing that is troubling people that are calling is you requesting the IDs of people who are not in agreement.
You misspeak. We're not talking about...
I'm sorry, Jay, we clipped you. Say that again.
I think you misspeak. We're not talking about people who have questions. We got no problem. People have questions. That's why we're going to be there in a variety of different malls this coming weekend. But you have to understand, I'm sure you do, as do many of your listeners, that the President of the United States has the toughest job in the world. There's no question that the President of the United States, is the most powerful and has the toughest job that anyone's ever had. And for people to sit there and say, and by the way, Obama's a communist or this kind of nonsense, that just gets in the way. It slows the process down, impedes, and otherwise, sort of gums up the works. And so that's when we will interdict the situation, ask people for their ID, ask them, what were you talking about?
But you see, I don't know that you're within your legal rights. That's all I'm going to tell you.
I tell you, you heard the speech that President Obama gave the Civilian Security Force, and that's what we are. We feel we've been empowered by the executive.
And empowered by the President of the United States to go and ask people what they're talking about.
No, I think you missed what I said.
All right, well, when you hear something suspect, to go and ask people what they're talking about.
Not suspect. If they're saying something that is patently wrong about it, and they say that Obama's a commie, or how you want to say it about it, and that Jeremiah Wright is, coming over and having eggs Benedict in the morning over there at the White House, all that is very patently false and damages the office of the presidency of the United States of America.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is our number. Going back to our telephones, we have in San Antonio, we have Brian on the line. Brian is a police officer in San Antonio. Brian, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Jay Sanis.
Yes, sir, Phil. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Well, I just wanted to make sure that the individual, I don't know his name, but I would like to make sure that he understands in the state of Texas, what he was doing would be considered a pretty close to a felony. You can't, as a citizen, hold on just a second. Let me finish it. They're letting you finish. If you arrest someone, number one, you have to have probable cause, and you have none. To ask someone what they're talking about, you don't have the right to do that, regardless of what you think or what you believe is correct. The Constitution says only a few things about a few things. The penal code in the state of Texas states that if you arrest someone to place them into custody, you just committed a felony. And I can promise you, if you or your people come to Texas and you put someone into any type of constraint, I won't be arresting that person. I'll be arresting you and whoever's with you.
Well, I've got to tell you, your name is Brian, correct? Brian, we do have an adjunct agency in Texas, the West Texas Range Riders. They are a volunteer force, and you've never encountered them?
They're called the what? The West Texas Range Riders?
Right. They're citizens of voluntary force, yeah. You've never encountered them, sir?
No, I haven't, as a matter of fact, but
all right, well, there was a police officer in Washington, D.C. today who pulled his Well, hold on for a minute.
Putting, does anything about a police or auxiliary police?
If you,
what type of training do you get as far as...
can the gentleman hear me, Phil?
Anything
well, hold on.
I mean, what do they do? You just use, like, sign
a there was a police officer in Washington, D.C. today that pulled his gun on a guy that threw a snowball at him. Now, that may seem extreme, and yet he was within his legal right to do that. And that's all I'm talking about. If somebody's lobbing a snowball at President Obama, don't you want to pull your gun or do something to protect him? That's what I'm talking about.
Well,
did you hear him, Brian?
Placing someone into constraint because you believe that they're doing something or saying something in the United States that says that is against the president. Well, as far as I'm concerned, the way I see it is if you don't question your government, then you're just as dumb as anybody is another Iraqi or anyone else who lives in fear every day. I question my government every day because I have that.
You hire police officers. Our job is just to enforce a law. And President Obama said the civilian security force.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys can hear each other. We've had a phone problem.
Yeah, I promise you, if you try to put
I can hear him fine. You got to get your phone system together, Henry.
Keep following.
Could you say that again, Brian? Because Jay was giving me a hard time about our phone system. Say that again.
Well, you just need to get your phone system fixed because he can't hear me. I can't hear.
Yeah?
Okay. The issue is, like I said, you can't place someone in constraint because you don't like what they say or that they question their government. You can't do that. And I mean,
no, but I'm saying if they out and out damage the credibility of the presidency of America when they say that Obama is—he's all full of he's full of hot hot air. I got to take a peek at that. That takes it to the next level.
What do you mean? When somebody's to sit having breakfast and says, "I think Obama's full of hot air," you got to take it to the next level.
What I'm saying is, if they're lying about it, that's all I'm saying.
Well,
I'm sure the gentleman understands. It is president.
The problem is that I deal with liars every day, brother, and I can promise you they lie to me every single day, and you think I can arrest them for that? And I promise
you
I have a lot of power.
You don't take them down? You should take them down for that.
Oh, I wish I could. Unfortunately, the Constitution and the Penal Code doesn't allow me to do that because I live in, the United States.
Well,
but we have laws that protect against people like bad cops and bad people
yourself. You do carry zip ties. Well, sir, I'm trying to help our country.
This is interesting, Jake. This gentleman is a sworn officer of the law.
But he did say he's in Texas right there. That's, that's a whole different kettle of fish. I'm in California.
A police officer from California can tell us. Brian, I got to move on to another call. Brian, I appreciate your call. 877-876-PHIL. I thank you very much. He's a police officer in San Antonio. Tommy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Well, he says he's a police officer, but he's obviously, he didn't say anything to me about the zip ties.
Go ahead, Tommy. You're on the air.
Hi, Phil. How's it going?
Yes, sir.
Hey, listen,
good.
I was telling you, Strainer, I don't think there's anyone in this country that knows this health care bill from page one to page, 3019? And this fellow here, I mean, is he the only guy in the country that knows every provision, every stipulation, every clause, every exemption? If he does, then...
Well, we are familiar with certain things in it. One of them is people say there's a death panel where they're going to gas
a
lady.
One of them.
Oh, full well that's not going to happen.
I mean, everybody knows the highlights, but I mean, how can you determine if someone is disseminating information that may be false or true if you yourself do not know it from top to bottom, inside and outside?
Obviously we do carry a copy of the bill with us. If we hear a conversation we will go through the bill.
Bottom, but I don't know it from front to back. Do you know it?
No, but we have a computer. We have
then
a computer. We are online and wireless, and we look at the bill, and if we hear someone say that they're getting ready to gas old women in Wisconsin or whatever, we can check and see, okay, that's not in the bill. If they're saying, Obama's a commie, that's right there. That's a red flag, and so I got to go to, level two on that. That's when we zip tie and ask for ID.
I'd like to see you do that in Alabama. I really would. I don't know how to do that in California.
What's the state got to do with it?
At worst case, that's false imprisonment, and at best, it's assault and battery. Do that at your own peril. And if that's how things are going on in California, why don't y'all just go ahead and secede and get away from the rest of the country here that we're trying to live?
Everyone's talking about secede. We're not the ones talking about seceding. You were. Alabama wanted to secede. We didn't.
Well,
we're
you know,
simply
that,
saying.
Well,
you know,
no, it wasn't Alabama. It was Texas that wanted to secede.
It was one of those states.
If it means getting away from the kind of people you are in California, what difference does it make? All the states are the same. All states are like fire in a theater. I understand that, but that's for.
There's no difference between Alabama and California. Everybody's the same, you know. And if I go up to you and say you're in Alabama or whatever they got there, and I say, I forget the gentleman's name that we're talking with right now.
His name is Tommy.
All right, I say Tommy.
You just said that Obama was born in a boring world. And God certainly did not make everyone the same, and I hope you understand that. But even if we were what a boring world this would be. And as far as, I don't think there's a law anywhere in the Constitution that says we have to like the president, There is no law, but you do have to tell the truth about it. You can't say that Obama's a lying sack of doo-doo. If you said Obama's a lying sack of,
doo-doo, that's why I mean, that's law.
All right, well, let's take a break. 877. Thank you very much, Tommy. Great call. 877-876. The Phil Hendry Show with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry.
I said, this guy Obama is going to piss off more Democrats than he's ever going to make angry on the Republican side. You may not like him because he's black. You may not like him because he comes from a liberal pedigree. What other way is a black guy going to get elected president of the United States than by joining the Democratic Party? That's the only way this guy was ever going to make it to the White House. Republicans weren't going to nominate him in a million years.
Show.
877-876-PHIL. I'm always giving out part of the number. 877-876-PHIL. President Obama's health care bill, the health care bill sponsored by many in the Senate, opposed by many in the United States Congress, is moving along. And we have Jay Santos with us. And you can understand, Jay, is with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. When you say that you're with the civilian security force that President Obama talked about, he didn't officially start any civilian security force.
I don't know where you're getting your information. I heard him very clearly say, I want to do this, and that is the executive power of the President of the United States. And I don't know too many people are more powerful. In fact, there's nobody more powerful than that.
But he didn't specifically empower volunteer groups to go out and zip-tie people's hands, and that's what I'm talking about.
Well, the President specifically authorized my organization. Look, if I ask for an I don't know what you're getting at, but if I say to someone, what you're saying is clearly false about the bill that is in the Constitution, or not the bill that's in the Constitution, the bill's in the Senate, then I don't get a chance. You're saying I don't get to say anything about that? Of course I do.
You can say something if you want, and somebody has the right to say, you know, someone has the right to tell you to butt out, and somebody also has the right to say, no, I don't want to tell you anything.
We're asking for their ID, we're saying, take a quick peek at your ID, and we'll be on our way. And with a tip of the cap, we're on our way. And
it doesn't, 877-876-PHIL, that doesn't add up, that citizen's arrest power, too. Here is Rossi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Rossi, go ahead with Jay Santos.
My question for Jay is, who commissioned you the power of a Gestapo to question people, what they think and what they say, and
request ID.
Only a police officer has the authorization to request somebody's ID.
I understand that, but we're just asking to take a quick peek at it, and we're not asking what they're thinking.
For what purpose?
We just want to take a peek.
For what purpose?
We want to take a peek at what their name is, you know, and why they're there.
What does that got to do with anything?
What are you going to do with the information on my driver's license? You gonna write it down?
First of all, if you have information that someone is purposely spreading a lot of nonsense, you have a duty as a law enforcement officer, or I mean,
you're not a law enforcement
way a police officer is. Well, I am a member of civilian security force. President Obama talk about.
But he didn't officially constitute that.
You did not go to a police academy and graduate from a police academy. Therefore, you were acting as a Gestapo. And
well, I don't know what you mean by police academy. We went Major Elvis Newton trained us, and we are fully trained in you know, level 2, 3, and 4.
I served the military for the United States of America in the Army. Therefore, does that give me the right to question you?
You're not a cop. You're a soldier, and that doesn't fall under police duties.
I'm a civilian.
Okay, you're an Army guy. You go over and kill, you know, Taliban or something like that.
When I raised my right hand, I swore an oath that I will defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. The way you are you are a domestic enemy.
You need to then you should be involved in Operation Neighborhood and start finding out what people are. You know, you take a table next to someone's table. You're not doing anything other than leaning in and listening.
Let me ask you something about this leaning in. You're having a meal and you're leaning in.
You make it evident to the people at the other table that you are listening, but you're still paying attention to your sandwich or your salad, whatever you got. But you're leaning a little bit.
Well, they're gonna know you're listening to them.
Well, if they take exception to that, I simply say to them, you know, if everything's good, you know, just keep talking.
So
no problem.
If I was sitting next to you at a table and President Clinton was still in office, and I said Clinton's nothing but a white man liar because he said he never smoked dope. What are you going to do to what are you going to do to that?
Well, I
call him a liar.
I introduced myself and said I'm Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police, this is Sub Commander Newton, and you know, we just want to take a quick peek at your ID and we'll be on our way. I'll tip of the cap and we'll be on our way. That's all I would say.
And what if he refuses?
Well, then we would say we want to get one of your fingerprints. And if he refuses then I just grab a piece of silverware because his fingerprints are going to be all over it.
You're going to request my fingerprints?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Police don't even request fingerprints unless you're under arrest.
Well, this would come up on database if they have a national database.
I know they have a database. So here's a guy that you say, I want your fingerprint. I don't want to give it to you. So you grab a piece of silverware, you dust it for the guy's print, and you send it into the national database.
If he comes back clean, everything's good. But if he's given his fingerprint someplace, we got a problem.
He was in the Army.
Yeah.
They give their fingerprints there.
Well, we'd have to follow up with a phone call in or some kind of a visit. But the point that I'm trying to make here, I think you guys are way off base on this. All we're doing is asking to take a quick peek. What?
Two more quick questions, and then I'll let somebody else
get
on.
Two more quick questions. Two more? That'd be what? Another half hour? I don't. You know.
Don't worry about it, Jay.
I ask for people to call in who know of anybody that's purposely talking.
Would you do the same thing if there was a Republican, a conservative Republican in office?
Sure. I don't deal in hypothetical.
Thank you.
Everything
you.
Like that.
Yeah.
Right.
You're a Gestapo.
No, you didn't prove any point. You didn't prove no point
thanks,
at all.
Thanks for having me on.
I don't deal.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate your call. There's a very interesting problem here, Jay.
Yeah, I just heard that guy call me I don't want to use the word a-hole. He just said that.
No, he didn't.
I just heard it.
The problem that we're having is that you are not clearly articulating the rights, the authority that you have to grab a piece of silverware and pull somebody's fingerprint off of it if they refuse to give you their ID. Here is Andy in Hagerstown, Pennsylvania. Andy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
First thing I'd like to say about the last caller is soldiers cannot arrest people under habeas corpus. That's why soldiers aren't going around arresting people. The next thing I want to know is, Did you get a little red book when Obama instated you to arrest people in this country? Because it sounds awful Hitlerian.
Is he talking to you?
He's talking to you.
Did I get a little red book? That was Mao. That wasn't Hitler, sir. You got the wrong dictator.
No, they both did the same thing. Hitler had a blue Hitler used
Hitler
to go around
have a red book.
Stopping people
Hitler
from talking. And then Mao had his little red book, and he sent his people out with his little red book and cleansed all the people. What'd you say?
Hitler, I said you blew it. Hitler didn't have a red book.
I know. I said Mao did.
Already,
they both
already,
had their own views.
You blew it with me. No, you...
Phil Henry's show. We'll be back. 877-876-PHIL.
Phil
Henry.